From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. One of the two candidates in Afghanistan's upcoming presidential runoff is pulling out. Abdullah Abdullah says that after Afghanistan's August election, widely believed to have been marred by fraud, not enough has been done to assure the runoff against President Hamid Karzai would be any better. He said he's tried to put his country first.
My effort in the past few days or in the past few months, yes, I was involved in it, but it was not personal. It was for a cause.
Abdullah said the claimed failure of the Karzai government to meet his demands for changes in election oversight to ensure an honest contest is an insult to the Afghan people after decades of war. He also said efforts to form a power-sharing government did not succeed. Police in Canada have arrested the remaining two men wanted by the FBI in connection with last week's shootout at a mosque in Detroit. Here's more on that story from Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
The two Ontario men were wanted for their involvement with a radical Islamist group in Michigan. 33-year-old Muhammad Al-Sali and 30-year-old Yasser Ali Khan both face charges of conspiracy to commit federal crimes. It's unclear whether they were arrested in their homes, but they were taken into custody at residences in Windsor, Ontario, across the border from Detroit. The arrests come 2 days after police in Windsor also arrested 30-year-old Mujahid Carswell. He was the biological son of Luqman Amin Abdullah, the imam of a Detroit mosque who was killed last week when he resisted arrest and fired his gun at federal agents. Authorities say Abdullah was the leader of a black Muslim group that advocated violence and whose aim was to establish a Sharia law state within the U.S. Hundreds of people attended Abdullah's funeral Saturday at the Muslim Center in Detroit. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Deirdre Skozafava, the Republican candidate in a special congressional election in upstate New York, has dropped out of the race. The contest was being closely watched nationally as a battle for the soul of the Republican Party. NPR's Ken Rudin reports.
Deirdre Skozafava is a 10-year assemblywoman from upstate New York who was picked by Republican leaders to run for the House seat vacated by now Army Secretary John McHugh. But her views on many issues, such as abortion, gay rights, and taxes, upset many in the party, who said she was too liberal and out of touch. Conservatives in New York and Republicans around the country rallied instead behind the Conservative Party candidate Doug Hoffman. With her money drying up and polls showing her falling to a weak third in a district that has historically gone Republican, Skozafava decided to end her campaign. The Democratic candidate is Bill Owens. One potential key to Tuesday's election, the votes of pro-choice Republican women. Ken Rudin, NPR News, Washington.
Daylight saving time ended this morning for all time zones observing it. Clocks should be set back 1 hour for standard time. This is NPR News. The president of the Democratic Republic of Congo, who is the current chairman of the Southern African Development Community, says he is going to Zimbabwe to try to heal the rift between the rivals in the power-sharing government there. NPR's Ophelia Quistarkton reports.
Congolese President Joseph Kabila said he would travel to Zimbabwe on his way home from South Africa and that he believed the power-sharing government between President Robert Mugabe and Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai was the only way out of the political turmoil.
I don't believe that the problem has gotten out of hand. I still believe that the government is still the only solution in order for Zimbabwe to move forward, and of course with the support of each and every one of us, SADC region, and of course the international community.
But Tsvangirai is boycotting Zimbabwe's unity government and has accused Mugabe's party of bad faith and bullying. Ophelia Quistarkton, NPR News.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's efforts to restart peace talks in the Middle East have not borne fruit yet, and Palestinians are expressing anger at U.S. support of a new Israeli offer to exercise what's being called restraint in the building of West Bank settlements. Palestinians want all construction to stop before they re-enter peace talks. Although the Obama administration has wanted a freeze on settlement activity, Clinton is now saying the Israeli offer of restraints amounts to an unprecedented set of concessions. The New York Yankees are now ahead in the World Series 2-1 after an 8-5 victory over the Philadelphia Phillies last night. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.